Everyone, hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Growing Up. I'm your host Daniel. So in today's episode, I will be speaking about imagination versus reality. Basically, what I'm trying to say is that the thing that we imagine our future are, you know, when you were a little child, you imagine what an adult actually looks like. And sometimes because of media, because of internet and TV, we imagine it's going to be sunshine, full of rainbow. And especially when you had a tough childhood, you imagine being an adult as a way out. It can be true, but it also has its own challenges. And in this episode, I'm diving deep into that. I'm diving deep of the how my reality is not what I used to imagine it to be. You know, even if I achieve all of my goals that I set for myself, I did not feel the thing that I wanted to feel when I set those goals at the first hand. So, yeah, and I will give you guys some helpful tips and some good book recommendation at the end. And my whole point of making this episode is to make these experiences less alone. So, yeah. Anyway, if you need an urgent help, I recommend not listen to this episode and, you know, call the immediate hotline helps. You know, in Australia, you can call 000, or, you know, if you reach out and, you know, get some proper help instead of listening to this episode. But anyway, bye. So I want to start this episode by stating why I want to create this episode, like what motivates me. As always, most of my episodes are based on real life stuff, current events that I'm facing through, and, you know, with my hardship, with my challenges, it motivates me to create this episode. So if you're new to this, my podcast, welcome. So I created this episode specifically, it's speaking about imagination and our reality. It's due to my current event where I felt like beforehand I thought that if I have as money, if I have jobs, that will make me endlessly happy, or that will give me a sense of self-esteem. You know, if I have money, if I have a successful career, I will, you know, I used to believe that until I had that, I had money, I had a job. However, recently I just felt like that's not what I expected it to be. That's not bringing me a sense of wholeness that I wanted to have, you know. And hence that the discrepancy, the differences between my imagination and my reality makes me really, really sad, you know, make me negative. Not negative, but I just fall into this spiral of negativity. And I feel like in this episode, I just want to shine a light, like, for people who are in this rock bottom situations, you know, where you think that, you know, what you hope for, you know, even if you've already shifted, you don't think that it doesn't bring that satisfaction. So for me, because what I hope for doesn't give me the reward that I wanted, at the time I started to feel a little bit hopeless. I started to think, then what is going to make me happy? You know, what does make me happy? Because before I thought X would make me happy, but now it's not, you know. So I started to feel like I felt lost a little bit. I felt like out of direction. I'm still like processing it at the time of making this episode right now. But I feel like we all go through this stuff, like, as a human, because we never know. We can never predict the future. So I think, like, you know, we make false expectation and we make false judgment. But yeah. So I want to explore more about, like, why it might be different, our imagination versus the reality that we are facing. First of all, you know, we have so many distractions nowadays. Like for me, especially like Instagram and in the internet is such a huge influences. The magazines, the newspaper, televisions, you know, all of the time they portray these images that of richness, of beauty, of attraction, of, you know, having a lot of party or having a lot of friends. Our media predict that as a sense of happiness, a sense of accomplishment. You know, a lot of the time, like, we forget that we are in our individualized people, you know. We want different things, you know. I think for me, like, the differences between what I think, what I want, and what I really want is because of the media. It's because I'm so heavily influenced of the screens that I see or Instagram that I see of people traveling, of people succeeding, of having nice things, you know. And I started to believe maybe if I do have that, then I will be happy. But the thing is, sometimes I neglect that I have my own set of values, and to be have a fulfilling life, we need to stick true to our values. Sometimes I forget that. And I think today when I had that mental breakdown, it's a good reminder for me to realize, hey, like, you know, go back to what is important for me. You know, not what people tell me is important, but what's important for me. And I learned some couple of things, you know. The thing is, sometimes, like, today, for example, I just didn't have any hope for the future because I'm not sure what made this life more fulfilling. But I realized that, like, I don't have to figure it out all out. I think it's okay for me to take time of figuring the things that I really, truly want. And it needs to take effort to dig around, to dig deep inside me. Also, like, before, what I wanted before is not what I wanted now, because things, I keep changing, I keep facing new situations, my perception of stuff are keep changing. So I think that's why what I think I want and what I really want is there is that huge difference in this discrepancy. Also, I think I need, as I grow more and more, I'm more exposed to reality. You know, as I grow older, I'm more exposed to reality. I disregard some of my beliefs, and I take more of the new beliefs. And for me, like, the taking of new beliefs is challenging, because sometimes, like, the belief that I used to believe so many times before, I keep hold and tight and dear. But the thing is, the only constant is change. So I need to readjust, which I will talk now. So in terms of readjusting and readjusting, I think that's the right word. It's very important for me because I think for me, I realized that I need to get into the current situations, current events that I'm going through. I think, like, I need to reevaluate the things that I want and to persevere, because you know, what I wanted before, you know, does not bring me happiness, but it doesn't mean that what I wanted now is invalid, if that makes sense. Like, I want, you know, if I want a house right now, I can still achieve that. I think the thing is that, like, in life, we have to always adjust to suit our environment, to suit our new self. And, like, for me right now, I find a lot of joy in reading books and, you know, watching a lot of, like, Disney comedy series. and I find joy in cleaning as I used to be, but I also find joy in making podcasts. Now it's like it reignited my purpose. I think it's very important for me to disregard some of the old thing. Like beforehand, I used to find joy in sexual intimacy. But now I move on from that, and it's okay. It's okay for me to change. It's okay for anyone to change, as long as what I'm changing towards is a good, healthy coping mechanism or healthy habits that I build, or neutral even, it's okay. You know, I truly believe right now where I am at, I feel like before the past 2 weeks, I have been neglecting my self-care. I think it's truly because I'm busy with work, but you know, now at the time of recording is Sunday, so I wanted to, for the future week, I wanted to really focus on giving myself some compassion, some self-care, and realizing that, you know, things change. And before, I really emphasized a lot about money and wealth, because I thought that if I have money, I will have some respect from myself and from others. But now I realize it's not the case. I think respect is mutual. It's like you have to spread kindness. And I think like it's very important realization that I have today about that. And yeah, it's just like I readjust my beliefs, you know. And beforehand, I knew like people say like money is not everything, money is not going to solve your problem and blah blah blah. But right now, right now I just thought that before I just used to think like, oh, I don't believe them, but right now I truly believe, because due to my own experiences. I think when I grow, as I'm growing up, I'm facing a lot with disappointment. I think before I used to have such a high expectation of what my life will look like when I'm an adult, you know, how easy it will be, because I used to look at Instagram, people's Instagram when I was in high school, and I used to look at their YouTube videos, and I used to see, you know, how growing up, it's so easy breezy. Like, people have their own stuff, have their own, you know, find their purpose, find their career, you know, have no workplace conflict, have no interpersonal conflict, are always happy and satisfied with themselves. But as I grow older, like, I realize, like, maybe that's not the case. Maybe, like, growing up, you know, you have a lot of freedom, sure, but you also have responsibilities, and it takes most of your times. And it's sad for me even to say that, because my old imagination, my old dream, you know, my naive nature self has passed away. Like, it's died, like, you know, and I felt disappointed at times, but it is what it is, like, and, you know, and I truly believe, like, there's always light at the end of the tunnel. Like, you can always find a new why, a new reason to live. I think for me, like, I tend to get in this depressive mood throughout this year if I reflected back. But I realized, like, you know, despite my feelings or my emotions, I can still yet persevere and do some value action. And finally, like, at the end of the tunnel, like, find a new purpose, you know, find a new why to live. And it's okay. I try to remind myself that it's okay if I felt upset, or if I felt like lost, or if I felt just crap, you know. And I try to remind myself like it's okay for us to feel like that, because it's only normal. as I grow up, like, we go through so many changes. I think, like, for me, when I reflected my life, like, high school was the worst because, man, oh, man, like, I was just really in the dumps, and I didn't really like who I was, where I was, and my circumstances, my reality. But now, even though it's easier than before, but it still has its own challenges, and, you know, and with the silver lining of stuff, I realized that for me, like, there's always hope of things, because I wanted things. I think the thing is that, like, I realize now is that, like, hope is just wanting things to be different. And if you don't want things to be different, like, I don't know, like, I think we as human are always wanting some things. And I used to think it's a bad thing, but now it's actually, it's a good thing, because it motivates us to get up every morning. You know, like, today I was just, didn't feel like I wanted anything. Like, I just don't see any reason to live. So, you know, I was just a very unproductive and in a depressed mood. But I realized, like, the thing that we want, as long as it's achievable and as long as it's good for us, I think it's okay to want things, because even if I'm materialistic, you know, it gives us motivation to keep forward, to keep heading forward and not to stuck in this, hopelessness, a sense of hopelessness, and not looking for things in the future. I think looking forward is an essential aspect of our human lives. I want to end this episode by suggesting you guys a book, or you can listen with audiobook. I use Apple Books now, but you can listen on Spotify or Apple Books or Audible or even YouTube if they have a free copy, but I don't recommend. But it's, the book is called Reasons to Stay Alive, and it's by Matt Haig. If you are interested, you can have a read. I'll put it in the description box, the book. But it's a good book because it's portraying, you know, the art. Well, the author is struggling with depression and low moods. And I think that's how I've experienced things lately. But it's also a words of wisdom. Some of the ideas that I like from the book is, like, you know, the game snakes and ladders. Sometimes we perceive a snake as a ladder. You know, we see a snake as a ladder until we reach the... So instead of things moving up forward, it actually bring us down. You know, and that idea motivates why I make this episode and helps to comfort me. So, yeah, I recommend to read that book. But I also want to encourage, you know, people, some people don't like to read books, which is absolutely okay. You know, find things that you see as self-care and keep doing it, because you need that. You know, you need to care for yourself deep down, because sometimes in your job or even life itself, even if you don't have a job, it's exhausting. So you need to give yourself the care and the love and the tenderness that you deserve at the end of the day. Anyway, you know, if you are in a very negative mood, I will suggest to call for help, ask for help, reach out. You know, there are always people willing to listen to you. And I wanted to end this episode by saying, like, thank you for listening. And also, I want to say that whatever you're going through, like, know that you're not alone, right? You are not alone. Like, and our mental illness or mental health, it happens to every single one of us. So it doesn't discriminate. You know, people who are beautiful can have depression. People who are rich can have depression. People who have many friends can have depression. You know, depression and other mental illnesses doesn't discriminate. Just know that I get that idea from the book. So if you want more ideas, like multi-tiny ideas of new ways of thinking, I recommend the book. But I think, like, God loves you, people love you, you know, you should love yourself as well, or accept yourself, not even